Chapter 27. Location: Rising to a New Atmospheric Level. Nimbus needed to go see Michael and unload his heavy heart. He still couldn't believe how he got so mad at Ricky, and why was it so hard for him to let it all go? He had accomplished his mission, hadn't he? As he drifted up higher to the angel realm, he saw something rather strange coming out of nowhere. Oh, no. Is that another entity? I don't have time for this. Traveling swiftly towards him was a large square box, expanding and shrinking like its heart was beating. Moving fast, it pulsated in all shades of cadmium red, as if agitated, but not appearing to be aggressive. When the big box saw Nimbus, it stopped and divided into five boxes like a family jumping out of their family car. The two smaller ones, Baby Box and Little Box, bobbed around, bumping into each other before joining the rest of the family, Teen Box, Mother Box, and Big Box. Then they stacked on top of each other like building blocks. Of course, Big Box was on the bottom. "Hello," Nimbus said, wondering what was going to happen next.
"What's up?" Big Box bellowed from below.
"About 12,000 feet, I think," Nimbus said, looking around. "Is that supposed to be a joke?" Team Box said, rolling out of the stack, toppling the small boxes into Mother Box.
"Ah, he's a comedian," Big Box said.
They all laughed and circled around Nimbus, boxing him in. Nimbus noticed that they appeared to be friendly, but then what was on the inside of those boxes? He started to grow.
"I'm Nimbus, an angel associate."
He felt if he had some clout and didn't appear as a cloud, he would be able to hold his own.
"Impressive, dude," Big Box said,
backing off to give him some space. The other Box family shuffled back, too. "Who are you guys?"
"We're the Boxer family, ready to take on anything that gets in our way or wants to try and prove something they're not," Big Box said.
Nimbus chuckled and said, "Well, as you can see, I am a cloud with nothing to hide. So since you can see right through me, I won't be in your way. But I believe you are blocking mine, get it?" He laughed and then said, "So if you'll excuse me." "How so? What are you saying?" Mother Box spoke up for the first time. "You seem to be offended that we are here. Are we in your way?" Nimbus was suddenly defensive, as if he said something that offended her. I was just going to the mountain range over there to meet up with some other clouds. "Then what did you really mean? Be honest," she added, changing to a burgundy color. Nimbus felt boxed in again and wasn't sure what to do. Let's start over, he said finally.
"What's up?" "Oh, now you're speaking our language," Big Box said. "You never know what can happen in the Skyway. You know, you gotta watch out for the family."
"Oh, sure, I get it." "We're going to a contest," Little Box said.
"Yeah, we're all packed up and heading for the fights," Teen Box added, patting his square brother. "The best boxes that have made it to the divisional finals are competing. The three of us made it to the playoffs, and Baby and Mom are going to cheer us on."
They all bumped into each other's boxes, saying,
"We're bad, we're bad, we're really, really bad."
"Wow, congratulations. So boxes come from all over to do what exactly?"
"Spar," Big Box said. "To see who can outdo the other without losing their sides. It's a fun for all. But a lot of boxes collapse under the pressure. Can't take the heavy competition."
"Huh? Sounds challenging," Nimbus said, but was still confused. "But what's the point, exactly?" "The point? Seriously, you don't know?" Mother Box seemed to be offended again, which set off Big Box.
"Look, space for brains. It's obvious you don't have a clue of what you're talking about."
"Well, not exactly," Nimbus said, trying not to take offense.
We are all very different, but we can try to understand each other's differences, right? Nimbus said.
Why? Little Box asked.
Why not? Nimbus said.
It would be a waste of time, Teen Box added.
Nimbus was starting to build fast. He couldn't believe he was letting himself get drawn into this pointless discussion with these entities when he had something more important to do. These boxes had taken each other's sides before the competition even started, and their defenses were in lockdown.
Hey, let's just agree to disagree and move on, Nimbus said.
Disagree about what? Why are you getting mad? Mother Box said. She seemed to be the most defensive.
I'm not mad, or I don't mean to be. I just think we should go our separate ways with no hard feelings.
Then Mother Box softened.
Oh, but you're upset. We didn't mean to upset you. Did we upset you?
Nimbus took a deep breath and tried to stop growing, but unfortunately, he had taken in more air than intended, and when he blew it out, the boxes went tumbling off and out of sight.
Sorry, he yelled out into space.
I hope they find their way to their contest. They will win for sure, he stated and moved quickly to higher altitude. He floated, thinking,
wow, what a strategy. Defensive. It sure keeps the opponent off guard.
He stopped.
But why off guard?
Maybe because the opponents have to defend their offense. Nimbus was suddenly very tired. He had tried to help and be good at his job, but somehow nothing turned out the way he had expected. It seemed to him that the more he tried, the more things got worse, or at least he seemed to be complicating the situation. He couldn't understand why his intentions were so misunderstood. Was he interfering in a foreseeable outcome with his attempt to help?
Even the life of a cloud is pointless, just like a rubber ball, Nimbus whined as he drifted aimlessly, thinking about his life.
When he was young, he did want to be like his father, but that all changed as he got older. Did Ricky feel that way? He wondered.
Dad's ways of explaining never made any sense to me, Nimbus said. Now, if I had had Ricky's dad, I would have gotten it right away.
Gotten what right away? A red-tail hawk squawked.
What I am here to do, my purpose, Nimbus said, feeling the large bird flapping through him.
You're a cloud. Be a cloud. That's what you are here to do, the bird said.
Suddenly, he saw a rabbit running for his life. Nimbus felt him dart out without another word.
Oh, be a cloud. Be a cloud, Nimbus thought.
But then when he tried to be a cloud like his mother and was actually good at sunsets and rainbows, it just wasn't enough for him and obviously not a father pleaser. However, what really surprised him was when he went to Blowhard's and had that experience. It was learning to spin that changed how he felt about himself. The strength and power he felt was a game changer.
But then, what did it do, and how did this all turn out to be so disastrous?
He thought of the boxers, and then he thought of misusing his power with Ricky. If I could just learn to control myself, it's really all about control, and that's all coming from the mind.
Nimbus floated on his own thoughts. Then he thought about wanting to work with the angel realm. What was he thinking when he wanted to be an angel cloud, working to the top, finally becoming an angel's angel?
He didn't know squat about helping others. Humans, to be exact.
Humans are so complicated and difficult, he said out loud. The angels seem to have a knack at knowing just how to handle them.
Obviously not me.
Look how I acted with Ricky.
Nimbus floated in no particular direction. He was neither here nor there. He wasn't lost, per se, just disappointed and discouraged with himself again. He thought he would have figured it out after all he had learned from his experiences, but it never ended. He was never satisfied and couldn't understand why. His mass was shrinking with the weight of his self-pity. Why can't I be okay with just being a cloud? He always knew he was different. But different seemed to have more failures than successes. He stopped and filled his mass with as much air as he could, and then he blew it out hard. He saw large cumulus clouds off in the distance gathering, building into an evening storm. He sighed.
"It's time to put on your big boy pants, Nimbus," a strong Michael's voice stated in his head.
"But I don't wear pants, and I'm not a boy," his baby voice replied.
"Enough! What's done is done. Get over it."
He wrinkled up his nose and squinted his eyes and tried to be big, but he still felt brokenhearted. Rain poured out of Nimbus as he hovered over a field of wheat.
"Humans aren't supposed to eat wheat anymore, so why am I watering this crop?"
He rained harder and flooded the field anyway. It felt like he was pouring out an ocean of hurt. Then his past flooded back in, filling him up again like the river's inlets.
"Another PTSD episode with Ricky. And that was after I blew a hole in Floyd's truck and probably gave him that heart attack. How can I face Michael?" he whimpered.
He moved over to a nearby forest and wept deeply.
"Why do I only rain when I am sad or angry?"
When his rain turned into a fine mist, he looked down at the trees and sucked in his breath at the beauty. The sun was sending its rays through the branches, scattering baby rainbows and laying a lovely emerald carpet on the ground like crystal paths into a fairyland. The birds were having conversations and bouncing cheerfully from branch to branch, and colorful flowers were opening as if waking up to a new day. It was time for Nimbus to really see. He adjusted his glasses, took several breaths, and returned to his cute and puffy white self, as if he had just had a shower himself, too. He heard the words of Michael, "This too shall pass." Nimbus let go and ascended in the direction of the angel realm.